Today we're just doing what's basically a lighting gag, where we're rolling through different lighting scenarios to make the camera perceive a person's body differently. To the layperson, I don't think that they really realize what their body can look like under different lighting scenarios. For a before photo, you'd probably flatly light it. A flat light, even in like a full flex, is not going to show anything because there's no shadows for your muscles to be shown in. And then you would just be in kind of a frumpy, simple body position. If you want to intensify it to make it an after photo, you'll just add more drama to the light with darker shadows, and it dramatically changes the perception of your muscle tone and structure, and maybe make them look happier in a different pose with their body to kind of fake it.
That was quite educational.
My stomach looked totally different. It was crazy.
I'd never realized what a difference it can make and how you can like paint with the light.
Kind of makes me want to do the power pose like everywhere I go.
It makes sense now to me why they do that and why they contort their bodies in that weird manner.
Makes me question all the before and after pictures that are, you know, displayed out there for like weight loss programs.
Those are just total bullshit.
Like if you're just trying to sell a BS diet pill, you could totally use before and after photos.
You can set things up to make people look a certain way and make them look much better than they would look just walking down the street.
Don't be hard on yourself in terms of weight loss. Just go at your own pace, and as long as you feel good about yourself, that's the most important thing that matters.